Hey everybody, it's episode six. I'm so excited for today. Not just because I'm dressed like a giraffe, but because
Wait a minute, girl. Was this the one that you was gonna do that Toys R Us shit with?
Yes, this is it. This is the giraffe onesie. I was gonna do the Toys R Us that whatever TikToks
It was
video
the
sit.
Kiki challenge.
Yes, it was.
Do you
That's
remember
right.
that?
Girl, I sure do. I sure do. Never did do that.
But where was it exactly?
Never did do that shit,
But
but
where is it?
better late than never, right?
Where are all these music videos
Can
that
you
you said?
imagine though bringing that shit back to life? Just being like, hey, yeah, a procrastinator. Here's the Kiki challenge from
Oh
X
my
years ago.
God.
Could you
Wow.
imagine?
You could try.
I sure could try. I don't know. I'll probably get 1.5 likes on that, but that's all right. But did I enjoy it? Did I enjoy myself? Did I embarrass my family? Okay, perfect.
Welcome.
Well, anyway,
Welcome
welcome
back.
back. I'm Karen and he's Vince. And this
Hey.
is You
You
Are the Asshole. Wow, we're going to get
Okay,
that
well.
right one day. You know what? Let's try it
Girl, you know
again.
what? You said it. It's fine.
You Are the Asshole podcast. And go ahead, girl. Tell us what we're about.
Ooh. Okay, wait. Hold on. There was a little bit of a cutout, so you're gonna have to say that again, because I already know when you cut out, that means this audio is being cut out.
Oh no. Okay.
Okay.
Well, just you know what? Tell us a little bit about what we do here. Tell the folks that have been listening.
I mean, you already know what, if you're listening, then you already know what this is. This is You Are the Asshole Podcast, a podcast for two motherfucking stupid assholes.
Meet up on a Friday night sometimes.
Yes. Sometimes on a Saturday morning. Two posts on the same day. So what we do on this lovely podcast, we girl, what do we do?
Girl, so we go on Reddit to
Thank you. That's what we do, yes. Am I the asshole Reddit? Okay. Read some stories. Talk some shit. Okay, you call these motherfuckers out.
Yes, so this thread on Reddit is called Am I the Asshole? And people basically come on here and tell us about their lives and their situations, and we just discuss and
Yes.
deliberate if they're assholes or not. And so does the rest of the internet. We are just two more opinionated behavior bitches that discuss.
That
So,
wanna tell bitches how to behave. Exactly.
exactly. We have such an opinion, apparently. You have so much pent up energy that we just needed to talk shit for 1.5 hours on a podcast. So,
Well, yes. I mean, sometimes these stories are deep and very meaningful and speak to commentary about the human society as a whole. And other times, because let me tell you, today's
Oh,
that is not today.
today is not going to be a profound day. Today is going to be a shit ass talking day, as if the rest of the episodes haven't been the same
Bitch,
way.
when I tell you these stories, now my stories have a theme because they're very entrepreneurial spirits, okay,
Oh.
wanting to tackle the world and make it big.
Okay.
Which who are we to tell motherfuckers how to try and make it big? But let me tell you, after I read these stories, you will certainly be two people who are gonna tell these motherfuckers how to make it, because some of these people are taking it out of doing it too much. But
Okay,
anyway,
yes,
before we
love
dive
it.
in, I want to fucking just call out some assholes in the
Oh.
goddamn world, okay?
Oh, oof. Well,
Because y'all, let's talk about Elizabeth, okay, from Nashville, Tennessee, the stupid ass bitch.
Okay, well, I would, if we're gonna take it there, then you know what? Before formalities begin, okay, I would just like to say anybody that would like to sign the petition to change Karen to Elizabeth,
Let's make
please
this.
make sure you vote on our podcast because I will be posting a poll at some point after we post.
Yes,
But anyway, let's get down to it. Let's talk
okay.
about
But
Elizabeth real
if
quick.
nobody knows who this bitch is, she is this bitch who was doing like an interview or whatever, raiding the Capitol Okay, she got sprayed by mace, by pepper spray. But apparently there's rumors or talk out there that she didn't even get sprayed, that she's just faking it.
I will say that. Can I comment on that really quick?
Faking it with onions. Okay, now a lot of people are like, if you really got sprayed, you would look a little crazier.
Things it would be a lot redder. This is my comment. You would be, it's that shit... Eats away at your
face. You were being a little too coherent for somebody who just got pepper sprayed.
It looked like you got pepper sprayed last week, bitch.
It looked like you were just upset, not that anything happened. And she said, "I got pepper sprayed because we was trying to raid the Capitol." And the interviewer was like, "Well, why were you doing that?" And she was like, "Because it's a revolution."
Wow. Okay, wow.
And bitch, the internet is dragging this bitch so hard.
I would just like to say, yes. I am so glad.
And the interviewer was like, "What's your name? Where are you from?" And she said, "My name is Elizabeth."
I just want to say one thing. I just want to say, I am so glad this bitch's name was not Karen, because we would have never had been able to live this shit down.
Yes. Okay. Yes. But I'm also glad that her name is white as hell, because then people will not sit here and try to call her a Karen, because they're just going to probably be like, you know what, Beth, Elizabeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Your stupid ass.
You know what? I am ready to pass the torch, bitch. Here you go, Elizabeth. Enjoy.
Hello.
Go home and ice your mace face. Okay.
Yes. And speaking of, white asshole bitches, girl, have you heard this controversy with this mahjong?
Refresh my memory.
Okay, you know what, wow, not an Asian, obviously, not girl, pertinent
when you said mahjong, you. I thought about the tiles and the game.
Is certainly what I'm talking about.
Okay, thank you, because I was watching Crazy Rich Asians for the third or fourth time, because I absolutely fucking love that movie. Okay, and she was playing mahjong. And I was like, that looks very interesting and very complicated. That looks like fucking Domino's 2.0, because those Cuban bitches.
Let me tell you something.
Regular about, ass Domino. Tell me about this mahjong.
Let me tell you something about you thinking this looks very complicated. Well, three white bitches. Okay. No. This is all the rage in Asian news right now. Appropriation Asian news. Jesus Christ. Three white bitches decided to make their own mahjong set. And they were like, "We really love the game, but we just think it would be cuter. We think it would be more accessible to a broader audience if we just, you know, put in fun artwork instead of the confusing artwork of traditional mahjong tiles." So they created this mahjong set with like different artwork, and they're selling it for like a super expensive price, and they're like, we're putting a refreshing spin on an Asian classic that they also are claiming has been rebranded in American culture. So, you know, all the Asians are over here like, no, y'all not coming over here. You three white hoes, okay?
You are not coming over here on your hoe flower boat, okay? And taking our ideas.
Taking our game.
Oh, shit.
Rebranding it and then trying to sell it for more than and what then you would getting normally a profit. Pay for. Yeah, for sure. No. That is appropriation, girl. People were going off, okay? Wow. And they came out with an apology. They were like, "That was not our intention. We just, you know, da-da-da-da." It was like some stupid lame-ass apology, needless to say.
Oh, this Laura Lee apology? For anybody that knows that drama. This Laura Lee, Jeffree Star fanatic.
Girl.
Tati. Okay.
They are also my assholes for the week, because I'm just like, you are some white-ass folk looking at some shit, thinking, let me make this accessible to non-Asians. So let me appropriate, basically, this traditional shit to make profit off of it. No. Mm-mm. The Asians are not here for it.
Oh, no.
I don't know how the white people feel, but the Asians...
They don't care. I'm going to tell you right now. Okay.
Let me tell you, bitch, care. Because you were not aware. If you were thinking of purchasing the mahjong set and you thought you wanted to get this real cute one.
Oh, gosh. Okay, first of all, let me just say that before I purchase things, I like to make sure for authenticity. So, you know, my ass would have called your ass and been like, "Bitch, what's the best mahjong set?" okay? Or I would have had you school me on what the fuck to get. But on top of that, I wouldn't be like, oh, it's these three white hoes, and we just revamped Mahjong. Or don't tell me that they went all fucking Sanrio on the shit and tried to make it Asian themed as well. Oh,
no, they were just trying to be like aesthetic and basic bitch shit on it.
Okay, well.
No.
Either way, no. Okay, well, you know what? You know what? I would have asked you if I was.
It's not accessible for you? Well, why does my culture need to be accessible for you?
This reminds me.
For you.
This reminds me of the boyfriend in our, I don't remember what number episode, but
the cat one?
Yes, where he wanted the cat to learn fucking English, and he learned Spanish for 18 years with his. With his Latin lover mama.
With his Chilean sea bass.
Chilean. I'm just like, you know what? The thing that exists is the way that it is for a reason. Just learn the fucking game. Just learn the fucking game the way that
That's
it is.
What That's I'm the saying. Point.
Don't put That's a spin on an old Asian classic. This is not music.
If you want to learn this is not. Then learn it how it's meant to be learned.
No, I mean, just leave that
plenty
shit.
Of people have been doing it for years. What's
White people. White people, well, as a 50% representative of y'all, I would just like to say, don't fucking do that shit. It's not necessary.
Yes, in case you didn't know, this bitch is half white.
Yes, I am half white. Lebanese.
Don't let the intonations fool you.
Yeah, don't. Because I have had an but accent let the in, name. Some in some capacity.
But do let the name.
Yes.
Do let the name. Represents. Okay,
oh, my Irish last name. Thanks, Dad.
Oh no, I was talking about Karen.
Thanks, Dad. I don't even think. You know what? That's for the next podcast. We will get the story on how I got named Karen in the first place. Maybe on another time.
Oh my god!
But bitch, are you ready to get into this?
Okay, wait. But I want to go. Okay, but hold on.
Okay, you know what? We were still talking about Mahjong. But anyway.
No. But that's my husband. This Elizabeth bitch. These three other bitches. I was trying to find their shit before we. I was trying to find because you know all the Asian American Instagram was dragging these hoes.
You know what?
And now add our podcast to the club because let me look this bitch up.
Yes.
Let me call these hoes out by their names. Okay. You know what? Call me by my name.
Give us their screen name.
I am Googling Mahjong white bitches. Okay. Well, let me tell you that. Let me read for you these titles.
Top of the search results. Okay.
By the Daily Mail, all white right. Dallas woman slammed for colonizing Mahjong.
Calling what Mahjong?
Colonizing.
Oh, colonizing. Oh.
What a shock. White people colonizing.
'Tis the season.
Pedestrian TV. Three women have received backlash for their luxury white girl Mahjong set. Wow. Teen Vogue. Mahjong doesn't need to be updated for white people. Hello. Thank you, Teen Vogue.
Okay. Wow. Can I just say a tidbit real quick? Okay. I'm just going to say something. White people, if you are intrigued by something that another culture is doing, can you please talk to somebody of that culture so that you do not do things that are offensive? If you have a friend or a connection and you really don't know, can you have a conversation with someone instead of getting with three other white hoes? Two other white hoes and starting your own thing without knowing what the fuck is going on. Can we just agree to do that from now on, please?
First of all, let me tell you, you said that you're you got Irish roots.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, why don't you tell your cousin, Addie O'Grady?
Oh wow.
To stop appropriating other people's goals.
You know what? Okay. You know what?
You know what?
Cousin O'Grady, listen. Okay. We need to talk and we need to have a conversation over some potatoes, bitch. Sit down. Okay.
Okay, so the company is called the Mahjong Line. And the three bitches are
So innovator.
Wow. Exactly. The three bitches are Kate LeGear, Annie O'Grady, and Bianca Watson.
Oh, you almost had me there.
Okay.
Bianca.
Who would have known? Who claim that they're giving the game a modern makeover, elevating your game, and that it's not your mama's Mahjong.
Who are you talking to?
It ain't my mama's Mahjong.
Who is she talking? Yeah, because your mom's Mahjong set probably doesn't have Lisa Frank stickers on it. You know what?
Girl, and this set is $425. No, get out of here.
Oh my God.
Get out of here.
How much does a Mahjong set typically cost?
Well, let's look. You know what? You know what? Me having no clue.
I can understand that costing a little bit much because, I mean, if they're like ivory and...
I mean, less than 100.
Oh, wow.
If you want to get real cheap, you could get it for $40.
Oh, gosh. Well, whatever. Starter set.
So, you know what?
400 and something dollars?
Girl.
Wow, I'm going to have to take a look at that shit. But anyway, so, there's your 20-minute intro to...
So, Addie O'Grady, you are the ass.
Annie O'Grady, Annie O'Grady.
And Elizabeth, you are the asshole. Fuck y'all.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
Oh my God. Okay. You know what? Wow. You know what? Already been 20 minutes.
Hysterical. Worth it.
Girl.
Okay, well.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking we should take a break. And clearly this has gone on a little long, so you know what, listener? Y'all just gonna get two stories today.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's all right because you got a special
news. Yeah, you got a special news segment. Okay, we are calling assholes out.
Yes.
Real assholes in the media.
Yes.
We ain't even
assholes touched. In the wild. Assholes in the wild. Yes, because if anybody has heard of influencers in the wild, that's pretty much what that new segment's going to be. Assholes in the wild.
Oh my God. There you
go. I got some assholes in the wild for the next episode, girl. Don't you
worry. Girl, that account was putting plenty of assholes out with these motherfuckers at the Capitol taking selfies.
I was
like, wow, y'all want to be influencers and y'all want to be on.
Oh, jeez.
And y'all want to make a statement. Interesting. I see that no matter whether you are BLM or whether you are raiding the Capitol, there are people doing it for clout.
Oh, absolutely. I think everybody's doing it for their own reason. But
okay, you know, when people doing it for clout, you are the...
Okay, really quick before we either take a break or get into these stories. But speaking of doing it for the clout, I saw the stupidest fucking video really quick, okay? It was a man. He ran into Walmart. He was wearing nothing but his little chones, okay? And he had a gallon. I'll tell you. He ran up with a gallon of milk. This was in Walmart. He runs up with a gallon of whole milk all the way up to one of the registers, steps on the bag part, then steps on the register part and starts opening the milk and pouring it all over himself and screaming, "I'm doing it for the clout. I'm doing it for the clout." And I was like, and then jumps off, slips on the milk.
Okay. Correct.
On his ass. And then runs out screaming, "I'm doing it for the clout. I'm doing it for the clout." And I would just have to say, you really don't have to.
Oh my God.
You really don't. People are out here working during a pandemic. They do not want to clean up your bullshit.
But I see that it works because clearly it found its way.
It works because there's a lot of stupid people that are going to fucking be like my ass who saw that shit and was like, but did I like it? I can't remember. Probably not, though. That shit was annoying.
And now we are telling everybody out there that's listening to this that it exists. So, I mean, I don't really know.
You know what? Whatever. You know what? Done fucked myself. But that's okay. I just needed to say that shit because you reminded me of that. And I'm just like, can you not? But anyway. Okay. Are we taking a break?
We're going to take a break. But before we go on break, I need to ask your opinion really quick.
Okay.
Really quick. Just a quick fire question. Who is the asshole in this? Kim, Kanye, Jeffree Star trope.
I'll tell you, it's Kris Jenner because she started it. Kris Jenner said, "I am going to make this shit look crazy."
Okay, you know what? But these memes. Okay, you know what? Oh my gosh, we're going on a break.
Okay, well but we need to discuss that too because the fact that you know what after the break.
Okay.
Oh, right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Okay, bitch, so I gotta know, okay? Do you think this Kanye Jeffrey shit is real?
I don't know. I legitimately don't know. I don't have enough information. I only know about it through memes. So I can't speak about... I don't even know what is... I can assume based off of the memes what's being accused and all that shit, but I don't know otherwise what the deets are.
I love it. I think it's hysterical. I think this shit is just popular culture news.
Okay, you know what, though? You know what we can do? And what I have not done is just look at Kim Kardashian's Instagram. What she got to say?
Well, Jeffree Star actually, he said something. He said something.
What did he say?
Kim's usually pretty quiet. He was like,
you know what?
We've never met in person, he said. His clip went viral. So I was like, let me see. Of course he would be you know what? The first to talk is always the one.
If I want the tea, let me go to Chris's. Let me go to Chris Jenner's.
Chris Jenner, tell us about it.
Okay, you know what? She ain't got nothing either. Mm.
Because the Kardashians are quiet when it comes to their shit. Okay. Like, we're not going to tell you until we're ready.
Well, then who leaked it? Who leaked it? Tell me the leaks.
You know what? A Kris Jenner impersonator.
Okay.
All right, girl. Okay. Are you starting or am I starting?
Oh my God. Okay, let me start with this. You want ridiculous or you want stupid?
Oh, please start with ridiculous.
Okay, because we only do it one each. Okay, we're not trying to drag this.
Oh, that's true. Okay, you know what's stupid? Okay. Ridiculous. Audacity. I got my Coke and cognac, so we're ready.
Oh, okay. All right, this is a little bit long, but come with me on this journey because let me tell you.
I'm ready.
Let me tell you that I'm it ready. Does not let up. All right. The username is Ketchup Inquiry.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Am I the asshole for not participating in my friend's quote-unquote scheme to convince a restaurant to buy his ketchup?
When you said ridiculous, did you mean random as fuck? Or...
I certainly did. Mm-hmm. I certainly did.
So,
wow.
Read that to me again. Who's the asshole for discouraging somebody not to buy their ketchup line?
Am I the asshole for not participating in my friend's scheme to convince a restaurant to buy his ketchup?
Scheme. Okay.
Mm. Scheme. Schemers.
Schemers and scammers. Got it.
Yes. Yeah, scheme artists.
Scheme artists. Got it.
You know what, Jeffree Star's ex. all right, so Ketchup Inquiry writes, my friend Zoltar, fake name, has always been obsessed.
Wow, you couldn't say Joseph or something? Zoltar! Oh, okay.
Has been obsessed with ketchup ever since I met him. Okay. I mean, sure.
You couldn't wait. Wow.
Sure. Wow. You should have left his ass at the curb.
You know what? These red flags, these ketchup flags.
Yes, red from the ketchup. He is always trying out different recipes to make his own ketchup and getting me and all our friends to try them. Recently, he made, quote unquote, his best ketchup yet. I tried it. It wasn't bad. It was ketchup. Now, he's decided he's finally going to break into the ketchup game. Which, oh, wow, thrilling. What a market.
You know, wow, the ketchup game is Heinz. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
Exactly. He is convinced he's going to launch his own ketchup company and grow it to be one of the top providers of ketchup in the U.S. He literally has a photo of Heinz ketchup on a dartboard, and he throws darts at it and mutters things like, I'm coming for you. Red flags. Let the red flags continue.
You know what? Just watch out for the yellow flags, these mustard flags.
Anyways, he has a scheme he wants me and others to participate in. Essentially, it involves us all going to a restaurant, sitting at different tables, and enacting lines from a scene he wrote that will culminate in all of us trying and loving his ketchup and convincing the manager to buy it. He wants us all to memorize lines. The gist of this is one guy is supposed to call over a waitress and say he likes the french fries but hates the ketchup. I'm supposed to lean over from another table and say, sorry to butt in, but I have to agree. I'm tired of this old-fashioned factory-produced ketchup. Where's the real tomato flavor?
In a tomato.
After...
Goodbye.
After a few other people do this, my friend is going to say, you guys won't believe this, but I'm a ketchup chef and I have a few samples. Would you want to give it a shot?
Wow.
Like, oh my God, you guys won't believe this, but I
shut the fuck up. You have ketchup samples? Holy fuck, it's our lucky guy.
This is crazy.
I cannot believe you're here next to me while I'm not liking this other shit. What are the chances?
At this point, everyone is supposed to try the ketchup and act astounded by it. Bitch. And basically all exclaim it is the best ketchup they've ever had.
Goodbye.
I am supposed to stand up on my table and make a trumpet sound effect and then yell to the entire restaurant, we have the best ketchup ever made over here. Come on, everyone. Come on over. Everyone, come on over.
Whoa.
One of the other people is supposed to get the manager of the place over, and we're all supposed to try to convince him or her to buy an order of my friend's ketchup. He's then going to act surprised and embarrassed and try to tell us to stop putting this poor guy on the spot in regards to the manager. He then assumes he will make a huge sale. Then he wants to do the same operation at other places in town. I told him, no way am I, girl, first of all.
This goes on?
This is a very elaborate. I told him, no way am I doing this. I hate public speaking and acting and having attention focused on me. Also, the idea is just so fucking dumb and crazy to me. I told him that straight up, he acted offended and said that I am ruining his dreams. I'm astounded by this, but some of my friends agree and think he is showing hustle and that we should all help him launch his ketchup business. Aside from his ketchup obsession, Zoltar is one of my best friends, but it seems our friendship
forgot his name.
A lot of people are telling me I'm a jerk for going against his dream and not helping out.
Okay.
So, bitch, well.
Oh.
Well, bitch, what you got to say to Zoltar's friend? Is he the asshole?
Girl. Oh, God. Okay, listen.
When I told you these stakes were so low.
Stakes? This is the most randomest fucking shit I have ever. Like, girl, I was over here struggling thinking, oh, what if we have the same story? My story is nothing like your story. Your ass really did bring up a fucking story about a man entrepreneurial about ketchup. Okay. So let's get into it. Okay. First of all, I completely applaud the entrepreneurial spirit as long as this shit is not stupid.
Okay. I was going to say, so now you are an entrepreneur yourself.
That's what I'm saying. But you know what? I'm not trying to sell ketchup. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm also go ahead if you want to sell ketchup. I have a lot of friends that are in the food making business and they're good at it. But.
And you have a lot of friends trying to sell a lot of things.
Yes, I certainly do. Okay. But I feel like there's a line, right? When it comes to this shit. And you know what? But see, I'm also the type of bitch that would go out there and act out this shit. I just would be like, we need to rewrite the script. This shit is so stupid. Like, no one does this.
That's what I'm saying. Because that's your friend and you're trying to support your friend.
How about you just go like this? hey, do you have like a manager, or maybe you call up the owner of the place and you say, listen, are you guys doing contracts with small businesses? I'd like to set up a taste testing with you and the owner and this and that. You do not.
No. Zoltar, he's like, okay. I need emotions taking us over.
Zoltar,
I need emotions
listen.
Taking this manager. Because when you are caught up in the moment, when you feel like you've got customers who are advocating, even though all these customers is fake, okay, it was an inside operation.
Zoltar, listen. Listen. I understand. I do. I understand. And I think it's really creative that he wants to do this type of thing. I don't personally know how different ketchup can taste. But that's not my endeavor.
is ketchup.
That's not my endeavor. So you go right ahead. Now, if you were telling me over here that was something a little bit more innovative than ketchup, like spicy ketchup in a bottle or something like that.
Which exists.
So you are broadening that market there as it is. Otherwise, it's just you and Heinz going at it at the big times. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, girl. I don't think necessarily... First of all, the friend's not an asshole. I'm just going to say that right now.
Not at all.
If you're going to do this, if you're going to promote your ketchup business, then you need to fucking get bitches and hoes and friends and foes that actually are going to act. It's their personality. It's okay. They're not uncomfortable. Because the thing is that you can't make people do something they don't want to do. So if this friend doesn't want to help. Mm-hmm. So Zoltar, listen, I'm talking to you, okay?
Okay, if you're listening to this podcast.
If you are listening to this podcast and Buzz Lightyear is there with you, okay? I would just like to say, he's not the friend for you. He's not trying to be offensive. He just doesn't want to fucking do it. If you have other friends that are saying, hey, good job, here's some hustle, and they're willing to act like your ketchup hose, great. Do it with
and
them.
And those are the loyal ones. Ones. You keep them around.
Yes. Okay. And make sure that you... Yes, exactly. Remember, when you and Heinz go at it and you win... Okay, you make sure that these people that were your actors in Red Robin, okay, at Red Robin, make sure that you compensate these hoes.
Get adequately compensated. Yes, and exactly. Recognized. Yes.
But honestly, no.
And your friend, Captain Kirk, he might be feeling very regretful, but you know what? Don't force them to do nothing he don't want to do.
If he doesn't want to do it, that's fine. And you know what? Sometimes people need a little bit of convincing too. Say like the friend does it and he like isn't part of it, but maybe he sees that it's fun and he gets more comfortable. Fine, he can join later. Don't ostracize your friend just because he's not going to do something that makes him uncomfortable. But
but now, let's because it sounds like they were like almost like best friends, okay? Mm. So if you think about your best friends and they ask you to do anything, would you not do anything for them?
I mean, that depends on what anything is, but sure, for the most part, sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure, but I don't speak of that. I just do it. We don't speak of that shit, but we just do it. But again, I'm a theater bitch. I'm one of those bitches that doesn't care about. I'm like, look, I was the one looking for a flash mob to be a part of at one point. So I don't mind doing this type of
start
shit.
Start the flash mob, bitch. Start it, man.
You want this ketchup flash dance? This flash mob? Here we go. But yeah, so I'd probably be one of the friends that's like, yeah, I'm down, but can we make this less fake and stupid? Like, you know, so that'd be me. But I also understand because I know people that don't want to be a part of that kind of thing. And that's totally fine. Just respect people where they're at. It's fine.
Yes.
Do your thing, but don't involve people that don't want to do it. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Get over it, bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
Let Zoltar.
You're not an asshole.
No, you're not.
I mean, you could, you know, for the benefit of your friend, just kind of like put that aside and be like, you know what, because I'm a loyal friend and you're my best friend, I'll do this for you even though it's stupid.
Sure, you could do that
too. But the fact that you're not doing it, I don't think makes you an asshole.
No, not at all. Yeah. And you could just, and if this is your best friend, you can tell your best friend, you know what, I still want to support you, so give me some ketchup packets, okay, and I will pass them around. That's what I can do for you. I will promote you, but I'm not going to stand on a table and start, you know, Les Miserables ketchup. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. Yeah. So, no, you're not the asshole for sure.
No, not at all. No. And a lot of the commenters were also just like, your friend, you know what, kudos to him for this enthusiasm, but he is way out of his head if he thinks that this is going to result in a goddamn anything.
I mean, you never know.
So,
I would just like to say
for not trying to participate.
Never say
no,
never.
No,
never
sir.
Say never, but you never know. But just know that you have some very big Heinz feet to fill. Mm-hmm. So good luck to you in your endeavors. But Zoltar's friend, you are not.
You know
asshole.
What? You know what? If we ever see Zoltar's ketchup on these shelves in these restaurants, okay.
And
if,
and you better name it Zoltar's ketchup. That's the only way we're gonna know that it's you, bitch. So,
girl,
make sure you Zoltar's classic ketchup. This classic spin on a classic.
Yes,
a classic spin on an American classic.
Instead of being like, pass me the Heinz, you say, pass me that Zoltar's.
Oh my gosh. Zoltar is a little bit too close to Zatarain's, isn't that rice?
Zatarain's is a seasoning.
Oh, I thought Zatarain's was a rice bowl. Well,
girl, it could be. I mean,
you know what? Whatever. You know what? See, we don't know. Go ahead, Zoltar.
Go ahead.
Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down.
Okay. But yes, no, you're not that, so you're fine.
No, you're
this
good.
This is a little ridiculous that you posted on this forum, but you know, whatever.
If you value your friendship, just ask for some ketchup packets and say, I could do that, but I can't do much more. The end.
Okay, but hopefully we get this update, or we stumble upon these updates onto, like, how this restaurant business is going. Oh,
I
know.
I hope so. Hopefully we can you follow the account?
Oh yeah, well, you know what, let me go catch up inquiry. What have you posted since? Well,
ooh, this live update, hopefully.
No updates, unfortunately. Okay. No updates.
Bummer. Well, please let us know.
Well. Okay, all right,
all right, girl, so
give me yours.
I feel very much about my story as you did last week about yours. I feel very inspired by the conversation we are about to have. So based on this last post. So let me just take a sip of this Coke and Cognac. This Coke and Kanye. And get started. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Am I the asshole for asking my girlfriend to stop smiling so widely for photos?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes. even if she was looking crazy, it's not your place to tell her what to do.
Oh. You're so supportive, but just wait a few minutes.
Okay.
No. But let's see. Okay. All right.
I'm gonna tell this toothless bitch.
Yeah. Girl, she's toothy ambitions. Okay. So. Without giving away too much. Okay, I will just say she has toothy ambitions. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay.
All right. I, a 43-year-old male, met a woman, 34 female, online several months ago. We began talking and we really hit it off.
This age difference again, this Miss Frizzle bitch again.
That's okay. What I'm saying. It's very reminiscent of this Miss Frizzle bitch.
You always
hater.
Just try to control your woman. Okay,
that's what
whatever.
I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
What a shock.
Here we go. And you will be so shocked by the next sentence. She's a really pretty woman. But she does have a slight flaw to her physical appearance.
Okay.
She has a bad case of TMJ, which makes it so that she, when she smiles and she gives a big smile, one side of her mouth curls up into a huge grin while the other side basically stays still. Every selfie we've taken together has her looking like this. While I absolutely accept that this is just a condition she has, I wish she would do what she can to make it less noticeable. Hey, can you do your part? Sure.
Okay. TMJ is a joint dysfunction, by the way. I had to look that shit up.
Yep. Your girl here does have TMJ, so you know I have an opinion. We've recently started talking about becoming engaged. Both of our sets of parents are ecstatic since they both apparently thought that grandkids weren't happening from either of us.
Okay.
But when the subject of engagement photos came up, I told her that she should not smile quite so broadly so as to let her true natural beauty shine through. She got really, really angry at this and said that the curled up lip on one side is her natural beauty since it's her. She said that she isn't even sure if marrying me is a good idea.
Okay, you know what?
I'm the youngest of four kids in my family and the only boy. My father, 71 male, when he heard about this, told me that it's no wonder that none of my relationships have worked out throughout all these years and that I need to apologize to her and beg her forgiveness. My mother, who's 67 female, notice this age gap, said that I should have been nicer, but that she understands. So what you're telling me is that she thinks it's
mom
crazy.
Is also like, yeah, mom is also
close
like,
your mouth. Okay, well.
I accept you, but you know, I wouldn't necessarily mind. You know,
I accept you, but be less happy with your face. I know all of this sounds bad, but I just really want her to be at her best. That's not for my sake, but for hers. Am I the asshole?
Yes.
Listen, okay?
That last statement.
Yeah, and you can, and you better fucking believe that the commenters came for that last statement.
Oh my god,
bitch! The last you want her to be statement. Her best self?
See, now if it was just, I mean, it's a very like I know what's best for you thing. But if you would have just came at it like, here's a suggestion, you ain't gotta take it. But you know, if you wanted some tips, if you wanted some modeling tips,
oh,
you know,
listen.
Just purse your lips like you're
purse your okay, lips. You know what?
Remember when I used to tell you how to
oh, what do you mean used to? What am I used to?
No, girl. I mean like the way that I used to
purse your lips, to, chin, like, down, chin, down, chin down,
chin down, chin down. Chin down. Always.
Always chin down. Always.
Melissa, if you're listening to this, chin down, bitch.
Yes. Melissa, that's for you. Okay.
Put your chin down.
Chin down. Only, purse your lips.
I went to purse. It was like
elongate the neck.
It was like yes, long, but like breathe out.
Breathe
but
out.
Like,
yes.
Through your lips. How did I tell you to do your? Oh my god, I fucking forgot already.
Pout.
But I remember.
Pout?
I
pout the
no,
lips?
I didn't tell you to pout. It was like if you do something with your lips, like as you're breathing out. And if you left like, your lips a little bit open, it would make it look like your lips were more full or something. There was a very like methodical technique to the way I was telling your ass to pose.
Well, girl, I certainly hope that you can refresh that memory.
You know what? Haven't done a photo shoot in years.
And text it to me. But listen, I would just like to.
The fact that he's like, I'm doing it for your own good. That's where it was the asshole behavior.
Look, as a big jawed bitch with TMJ. I'm just gonna say one thing, okay? Some of us, we have had some dental issues in the past, okay?
Oh, in the past? Oh, it just
okay. And some of us have some stress problems in the current that lead us to grinding our teeth, okay? I don't know this woman's dental history, but I will say one thing, okay? It shouldn't bother you what a bitch looks like. Like, I get that maybe you noticed that, but, like, you, it's not like she didn't look like that when you met her. So if it was a problem for you in the beginning.
Well.
You know what I mean?
It's, the problem is, from what it sounds like, he's just like, it's fine if you smile that way. But when you're taking pictures, why don't you try to look, you know, why don't you try to look not crazy? Which, now, hold on now, bitch.
Okay,
now, hold
on what? Now, bitch. She just, you know what? She says that one side of her lip curls up and the other stays the same. So, you know what? This sounds very Bell's palsy to me a little bit. Okay. And I just honestly just feel like if this is her mouth, what the fuck is she going to do?
Now, hold on, bitch, because don't let it ever be said that you are not, you have never in your life told bitches who you're taking pictures with how to pose.
Oh, sure I have. Of course.
Oh, suddenly, listen, suddenly you so critical.
Listen, you want to know why I'm critical? Saying. Because when I say to people, oh, honey, just pose the way that you feel happy. I have them pose. They pose. I take the picture and they go, oh. And I say, do you want me to direct you? Yes, please direct me. I say, okay, fine. Because what pisses you off? Oh, my arm looks big. Oh, my chest looks big. Oh, I look broad. Oh, my head looks enormous.
Oh, so you've never told a bitch that she looks crazy.
Sure.
Even though she might think she looks
fine. But I
fine,
asked them. But I asked them if I could.
You've
if
never
I said,
told a bitch.
I said, can I tell you something? And they say, please tell me. And then I tell them, this looks crazy. You look insane. And I will tell you why. If you want this picture to look like this, then you need to listen to me. And I am coming from the most vulnerable place of I understand. And for anybody that doesn't know, go ahead and check out a picture of me in 2016. A bitch knows, okay? But I don't just shoot my ass off and say, you look crazy, unless it's somebody that I know. I'll take a picture. If the person doesn't like it, I'll say, you know what? Do you want me to direct you? More often than not, people will say yes. And I'm not going to say right off the bat, oh, you look crazy, unless it's somebody that I know.
So even if you don't like it and they are fine with it, you're not going to say nothing.
If they like it, who am I to say it? I could say, I would not.
Because that's your significant other. They're representative of you.
Oh, you're talking about my significant other if I would tell them. But bitch, that's someone I know. I'd be like, no, bitch, pose again. You look crazy.
This is a fiance.
What? Okay, but listen. Okay.
This is a fiance. This
okay,
is
okay, okay. But I will say he's never said anything before. He's never said anything to her before. And the thing is that...
Oh, so you're saying if they had made it known in the beginning, bitch, your selfies are crazy, then it would be okay.
I'm just saying, talk to each other in such a way where you're going to be openly receiving this message. If they're sitting here talking about their engagement pictures and all this shit, and he comes out the gate, well, honey, not to interrupt this romantic, sweet moment, but bitch, your smile is too fucking big. It's like, you kind of take the gas out of the moment, you know? If you guys take a selfie, like for example, okay, take a selfie, okay, and you say, oh, hey, babe, like, can you move?
Well, it
or
also
something?
Sounds like he only is bothered by it because it's the engagement photos. But like selfies, he's like, she looked crazy, but whatever. It's selfies. This is very important day, very important moment, very posed. Okay, this is not the wedding photos where you are very naturally in the moment, okay? Where you're not posing, but this is like y'all are posing. So look good.
Have a conversation a different way. I don't know. If you've never said it to her before. She's not used
to
it.
He is having the conversation. He's letting her know, hey, when we do this engagement photo shoot, don't smile so wide because I think you would just look better.
Okay, but listen.
See? Okay.
All right. I get it. Okay, look, I get it. You're right. When you put it like that, it makes some sense. It's just kind of like, girl, this is hard. You know what? Fuck this shit. You know what? Fuck my own post.
Well, I see that you are the asshole.
You know what? You're right. I'm just thinking about it. But okay, it goes back to how do you guys talk to each other? Because once again, me, you, and my significant other and our friends, we have a way of talking to each other, right?
Yeah.
Where we don't have a problem talking to each other in such a way where we're like, bitch, chin down, right?
Right.
If they have a different way of communicating and if he, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know. But
right. Well, I guess the assholey part is like her being like, oh, you don't like this, but I like this. I like how I look when I smile this way because this is me. True. Right. And then he's like, no, but don't you want your natural beauty?
That is the word. That is.
You know what I'm saying? Part. And then that's when it's the more assholey part where he's like, where she doesn't mind it and she quite likes it. Right. So she's like, you're trying to change this thing that I have probably had to spend many years coming to accept of myself. So
yeah, so that's
so in that
problem.
Way he's the asshole, but everything else I'm like, you're not the asshole, because I think a lot of people would understand and relate.
True.
Okay,
true.
And don't try to be sitting on your high horse, okay?
Talking oh no
about, oh well
true.
You don't get to do no.
That is for sure true.
Yes.
But I will agree that the assholey part is like, if she's happy with it, then if you love her and you think she's attractive, leave her alone.
Yes.
Okay, yes, agreed. Maybe that's the part that I was getting very hung up on, is that it just seemed like such a dick thing, and it's because she's happy about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because of course, we all talk shit to each other, and if we want to look good in pictures, then we tell each other, we direct each other. But it's just that she's happy about it, and she's just like, this is me. This is real. This is me. Okay? She's saying, this is me. Okay? And the motherfucker ain't happy with it. So that's where my issue came.
Yeah, because I mean, like, it's something I feel like a lot of people do, but like when you put it down in words and read it like that, it can sound kind of like, oh my God, don't fucking tell your significant other how to pose. But then I'm like, everyone does it.
Very true. Very true.
So it's not like, I don't know.
Very true. And for all you significant others out there taking bad pictures of your significant others and saying, you look beautiful.
Just know that I am noticing. Just know that we are noticing.
Just
okay.
Know that I appreciate it, but can you tell me the truth?
Just know that we see.
Can
we
you
see.
Tell me? You know what?
We see.
You know what?
We
thank you for calling me beautiful, but can you also take this shot?
Yeah.
Can you get the money shot, please? But
thank you for the compliments, but can you edit this in post?
You know what?
Can you shrink this waist? Can you smooth this skin? Okay.
You know, a slice of skin. We need you back. slice the skin away.
Okay, but yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I will agree. Asshole. I will agree. Not an asshole for directing her, but an asshole for saying, bitch, are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, still asshole.
Yep, true. Yeah, this one was marked as an asshole, so I just
I have no doubt the internet was like, how fucking dare you even try to control your fiance, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like,
I know.
Y'all, relax. What if she's looking just like some crazy Joker bitch?
Okay, can I just say that I'm looking through the comment section, right? And of course,
you know what? Can you give us these visuals? Can you set a photo?
Of course, I know. I want to know, right? I wish, but you know what? Just cover the eyes. she doesn't have bulgy eyes. Cover it up. That's not what's in. It's not what's in question here. I'm just reading this weird ass comment, and okay, I'm gonna say one thing though. The guy's 43 years old. His dad called his ass out and said, bitch, this is why you don't have successful relationships. You don't want to talk to women.
Well, where's the lie?
So it could be his approach, because daddy just told us that he doesn't know how to talk to women, that he's probably stuck his foot, his whole ass foot in his mouth.
Okay, yeah.
In the past. And he's 43.
Also, yeah.
Get it together,
also,
bitch.
She was what, 34? She like, you know what? I have spent so much time maturing and putting this beside me that I'm not really trying to date somebody that's like hung up on this thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Could you be a little bit more mature about everything and look past this crazy ass Joker, this toothless smile of mine?
Now I'm reading through the comments and I'm going to piggyback off of that. But this random commenter wanted to start talking about his own dentition. And I just need to add this little anecdote.
Okay.
Says, yep, agreeing with you're an asshole. I don't have TMJ, but my smile is gummy as fuck. It's possible for me to smile and show only my top gums with no teeth at all. When I decide to click on Ask Reddit posts like, what do you find unattractive? Gummy smiles are always near the top.
Okay.
I spent my childhood self-conscious about it, either doing weird faces or an unnatural kind of smile where I tried to make it look, quote unquote, normal. In photos, orthodontist wanted to break my jaw. Wow.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that surgery either.
You know what? Break it off.
Exactly. Orthodontist wanted to break my jaw and cut my gums to fix it. Over time, I realized that a lot of people actually said I had a nice smile. What they had in common was that they liked me. And so they liked to see me smile, and I stopped worrying about it. If my boyfriend told me to try to change my smile so that my photos of me would look nice, I would absolutely start doubting my relationship with him. His smile is also a bit weird, and it's one of the first things I fell in love with. Cool.
Wow, who asked?
Anyways, you're the asshole. She loves her smile, but I'm sure friends love her smile. Why don't you? Instead of worrying about her looking pretty in photos, maybe care more about her looking happy.
Okay, well.
Okay, that was
why not
okay.
Why not both?
You know what, both? Let's do both. Let's do both.
Because
let's do both.
Because the bitch has seen photos of himself, okay, looking very happy, but where's the pretty?
Listen, I have no problem. You know what? And I will, and you know
but
what?
Where's the, you know what, photographer, can you tell me when you're about to take these photos?
Exactly. You know what? Listen, as a bitch who has been considerably heavier, okay? And has still wanted to have fun and take photos. Like, I feel a little bit less self-conscious now since I've lost weight. But when I was heavier and you were trying to take pictures of me, bitch, that was a goddamn mess. That was a goddamn mess. But you know what? I was having a good time. We were having a good time. Yeah. It was fine. You know what? The time was the time. And so I learned a whole lot about myself during that period of life. And exactly what you said. Maybe she's over it. She's accepted herself. She's happy with herself. This motherfucker needs to find somebody else who he could deal with, who he's fine looking at, not talking shit to.
Okay.
But yeah. Also to the girlfriend, I will say, okay, Mrs. Zoltar. No, I'm just I will say, if you have ever felt like you know what, you want someone to coach you with your photos and stuff like that, and you don't want people, you don't want to feel bad about it, then just don't. Like, if you feel happy about it, but you know people are trying to correct you, just say, girl, I'm fine with this. I'm fine with the way I look. And then put them in their place, and they should be quiet. And if they're not quiet, yes, tell them off, drag them, yes, take them to church. Okay. But yeah, yeah. I mean, you're kind of the asshole just because you're not accepting her the way that she wants to be.
Correct. Correct. Ooh. Too overbearing. You know what? You know what? Join Miss Frizzle's ex-lover as well.
That's what I'm saying. You know what?
Join the party.
There you go. Let's start a and thread. This... All you bitches could be friends. You know what? And come and on this... the podcast.
And this monolingual...
Hello.
Motherfucker trying to speak to Kaz. He could join the party as well.
Exactly. And bald-headed beauty can join too. All you big-jawed bitches and bald-headed beauties alike, join the party.
Okay. Well.
All right, girl, listeners.
I'm looking at the time and we are already... It is about time to wrap it up.
It was a quick one. I mean, quick in the context of an hour and a half.
Quicker than
an hour and a half, yeah. But we hope you like these stories. We are just having a good old time doing this, and we are just so shocked that we've stayed this consistent. But we're, you know what? I'm having a good time, bitch. Are you having a good time?
Yes. Speaking of having a good time, okay, listeners, let us ask you for this opinion, because we were thinking of doing a tarot reading.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, we were.
And this mini-sode. So let us know.
Yes.
What you think and about getting this just this quick spirituality.
Yeah. So let us know. We're going to probably do another poll. And let us know if you want to see a January 2021. Podcast tarot reading mini-sode.
Y'all wanna hear my fortune get read?
Yes, and not buy a cookie, bitches. Buy the cards. Okay.
Okay. All right, girl.
All right. Well, good night, everybody.
Thank you for everyone for listening.
Thank you so much for listening, you guys.
Follow us on our Instagram, the Yata Podcast.
YATA Podcast.
Yes. DM us, comment us. Comments,
give us feedback, like, please. Yes, leave a comment, subscribe, and give us feedback. Always, 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 we're looking for engagement. And thank you so much for listening, you guys.
Yes, thank you.
Ooh. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.